Hey there, it's Carl Richards. You know, there's a great podcast out there that gets me up to speed with what's happening in the world of work, and it's called Beyond the Minimum. Tanya Hewitt and her guests explore concepts, ideas, phrases, and practices that really shed light on the world of work. Work can be purposeful, value-led, and more meaningful to all who interact with the workplace. So take a moment to give a listen to Beyond the Minimum. You'll find the link to the podcast in the show notes. Welcome to Podcast Solutions Made Simple. It's the podcast that's all about podcasting. I'm your host, Carl Richards. You know, in my 25 plus years in the broadcast and speaking world, I've noticed a lot of overwhelm when it comes to podcasting. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a coach, consultant, or other subject matter expert, and the thought of starting a podcast seems too technical, too confusing, too time-consuming, or just way out of your reach, then this is the podcast for you. On this show, we give you the tools, tips, and techniques to run a kick-ass show and share stories from people who have been there, done that, and are enjoying massive success with their own shows. Oh, and if you're an existing podcaster, this show is also for you. The mics are up, so let's dive into today's episode. And we're breaking down the five myths that are keeping you stuck from entering the podcast world. And we've had some great discussions identifying those five myths. And today we are happy to expand on the money myth. And we call it the money myth, but it really is the value myth, because one of the reasons why people don't start their podcast is they look at the mighty dollar and they say, I just don't have the money, when they really should be saying, I'm not understanding the value that a podcast is going to bring. So to help us, we're going to bring in our guest today, who is Cindy Little. She's a military veteran, health and wellness coach, public speaker, aspiring author, have to ask her about that, avid reader and a learner of self-growth as well. And of course, she is a podcaster. Yes, she is the host of A Healthier You, Little by Little. That podcast launched in early 2021, February of 2021, I believe. She's also a Harley motorcyclist. I have to ask her about that too. She's traveled all over Canada and many states in the US. She's a golfer. She's a pickleball enthusiast. And as far as her podcast goes, well, she's entered the podcast world not even knowing what a podcast was. And talk about value. Well, we're going to talk about that today with Cindy. So Cindy, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Carl. I'm excited to be here to help you out.
So before we jump into the actual nitty-gritty of the money myth, let's talk about the Harley. Tell me about the Harley.
love riding a Harley. I think I've been riding a Harley for 16 years now, and it gives you such a sense of freedom. And if there's anything about life, it should be freedom, and it should be living each day, which we were kind of talking about prior to us hopping on.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely living life each day is a big one. And I think that when people start to look at aspects of podcasting and the myths that we've been talking about, that they start looking at things and saying, I don't have time. I don't have money. I don't have this. I don't know about content. And these are the things that go around in our minds. And we realize that, or we get to a point where we realize, and I know that this was your realization when you came into the space, was it's not as complicated as it seems once you got on the road. But talk about those first few moments when I believe you were in one of my complimentary programs, because you came into the space knowing nothing about podcasting, right?
I don't know what I was thinking when I said, yeah, I'll do it. Like jumping in with 2 feet, not knowing how much time it would take. I didn't know really anything, like how much money, time, effort, yada, yada. But I just felt like it was something that was calling to me, something that I needed to do. And it was something that I can contribute back to people and add value to what I do in helping people with their health and their wealth. And, you know, it is basically a free thing free to download it and listen to it. So anybody who gets a good podcast and they start listening to it, you can gain a wealth of knowledge from it. Like, why wouldn't you listen to a podcast? And why wouldn't you do a podcast if you're in a position to do it?
Well, especially if you're in your role as a coach, and even for other people who are consultants or subject matter experts, we shouldn't look at it from a financial perspective. You just totally, in less than 2 minutes, clearly you were in Toastmasters at some point. You can truncate your information very well into 5 to 7 minutes or less, but it's not about the money. even though a lot of people say it's about the money, because I have people say to me, I can't afford to do a podcast. Baloney, yeah. And maybe even another bull word. It's about the value.
Yeah. You know what? It only costs, and you can do it completely free too. Like absolutely. There are sites that you can upload your podcast to that are free. I happen to pay $13 a month, but geez, $13 a month. And I get 4 hours of podcasting. I think it's 4 hours. And I only launch a podcast each week, each Saturday, typically. And the guests can range from anywhere between 10 to an hour, 60 minutes. So I do four podcasts a month. It doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take much money. The only equipment I had to purchase was a microphone and even a Mac computer. You could probably get away even without a microphone if you really had to. And I've heard of people doing their podcasts from a phone, like an iPhone. Like, what? It doesn't have to cost anything, really.
And that's one of the misconceptions, is people think they have to set up a studio in their house with sound panels and mixing boards and processors and amplifiers. And I need a bank of microphones, not just one. I need 8 microphones. I need a almost like we were chatting about this as well. I need a Joe Rogan style studio that rivals everything. And that's just not the case. Can it be a bigger investment? Absolutely. There are people who do invest a quite a chunk of money into doing their show, but you don't need to have a huge investment. We work with high net clients, obviously, who do want a higher level of professionalism brought to the show. And we also work with people who don't have the time to do their own editing. So that's their investment, is I'm hiring somebody to take care of it for me so I can focus on being in my business, which is fine. But again, it goes back to, it's not about the money. And if it is, as Cindy said, there are ways to do it on a budget. It's about the value and what you're bringing and what your show is bringing to your prospects, to your existing audience that you have already, your listeners, your list. And you have a fairly extensive network, which made it a little bit easier for you to build your show fairly robustly and in a fairly quick amount of time. That's not the case for everybody, but again, it still goes back to the value.
Well, it's funny that you're talking about values, because I also have a personality decoding business, and people are typically 4 different personalities. And my first one is nurturing, and all of the values, the podcast actually hits all of the values. It gives me relationships. It provides authenticity, personal growth, significance, teamwork, involvement, community, charity, ethics, harmony, morality, and contribution. Like, that's who I am. And so starting the podcast gives me tons of value. And hopefully my listeners also feel the same way. I've had a lot of positive comments and over 6,630 downloads. So there's people getting some value from it. And I'm new at podcasting, and I realize that I'm not like a sprinter at it. I'm a marathoner. So I'll just continue to deliver as much as I can and give some value. And I'd love people's feedback too. Like, if you haven't listened to A Healthier You Little by Little, I'd love for you to listen to it.
And we'll make sure we put the links in the show notes, of course, for Cindy. You'll be able to follow her on LinkedIn. We'll put her website in there, her YouTube channel, and of course, the link to A Healthier You Little by Little. That'll be there as well. With talking about the value, what's the value that you bring to your guests when they come on your show?
Oh, well, that's a great question, because most people who come on, it opens their network to my network, and my network gets open to their network, and it could potentially mean a sale for them. Like, my whole thing, even with the Phoenix Business Group that both of us have belonged to in the past and currently, it's about helping other business people flourish and get the word out about them. I love helping people, and I love helping other business professionals. So if there's other health professionals out there that have a niche, like let's say it's menopause, I've had a menopause guest on, I've had a sleep expert guest on, I've had PTSD experts on. So experts of all different fields, because health is a big topic. Like, there's so many different modalities. So I'm not the expert in everything, but I'd love to share my network and help that person who's in that industry gain some more customers or just some more listeners, or to just provide value to the listeners.
Plus, it reinforces the messaging that you're already putting forward that your health is important. You only get one body. That's all you get.
Right.
So, you, and again, like you said, you might not know everything, and you could obviously go on and say that sleep's important, get enough. But why wouldn't you bring in the sleep expert, or why wouldn't you bring in somebody who can talk about, oh, I don't know, proper care for your hair and nails. I don't know. But whatever it is that is in that wellness or in that health space, the value that you bring to them, of course, is your platform. And the value that they bring to you is their network as well. So it's, again,
it's a win-win.
It goes back to value. So when you remove the, I can't afford this, I don't have the budget, because I think that sometimes, and this might not have been you personally, but I know that for a lot of people who might be listening to the show for the first time who are deciding, is this something I can include in what it is I do in my business? Should I have a podcast? They're thinking about, is it something that is in my budget? They're thinking about that. But again, it's about the value that they're going to put forward. It's also about elevating, and this has worked for you too, it's about elevating your credibility as the go-to authority in what it is that you do.
Absolutely. And I have to thank you, Carl, because you gave a lot of value yourself in teaching a complimentary course to entice us and to educate us on how simple it is to actually launch a podcast. Like, I had no idea how simple it was. It really is simple. And you made it, what, didn't you name your little complimentary course Simple Podcasting or something like that?
It was Podcast Launch Made Simple.
That's and it. Yeah. It's still,
and that was a 1 week, basically a crash course. And from that, by the way, Cindy didn't launch her podcast after a week. After that, Cindy then did opt into a more in-depth learning process with me to learn how to launch her show. And that was, again, that was what, 6 weeks, I think, or 8 weeks. And then that allowed her, that gave her the tools and the time, of course, to be able to put her show together, and confidence. Because again, remember, Cindy came from this place of, what's a podcast? I've heard of them. Yeah. I don't know of how this is going to work for me. She came from that place. And within, what was it, 2.5 months, you were launching your first 10 episodes.
Absolutely. Like, it was, I set a date, February 1st, 2021. It was my son's 21st birthday. And I thought, you know what, wouldn't it be great if I did a birthday podcast for him? And that birthday podcast has had over 2000 downloads. Yeah. So anytime it's somebody's birthday, I send them that birthday message, and it cheers them up. It cheers me up that they listen to it. And it's a win-win again.
Yeah. I love that story. I love that idea of the birthday episode. I liked how you launched. You, like, it was not just a celebration for you, for your launch. It was your son's birthday. It was your launch. And that still rings true today, because you're still sending that episode out when people have a birthday. And that's in itself is a phenomenal story, because the further you get into podcasting, by the way, and again, if you're listening going, okay, well, Cindy's been doing this for a while. Yes, she has. The further you get in, the easier it is for people to forget episode one. Right.
Right.
But Cindy reminds people of episode one, because that's her birthday episode and her first episode of the podcast too. So, wow.
Well, actually you made us do, I think, 7 to 9 of our own solo podcasts. And I think the birthday one was like the sixth one, but I recorded all of them and had them all ready. But the first one wasn't the birthday one, but it was within, it was one of the first recordings of the podcast, because we had to upload 9 of them.
Right.
Right.
So yes.
It's one of the first 8 or 9 that I uploaded.
Yeah,
he set
that's
us up
right.
for success. So we didn't start with just one. We had 10 prepared, like 7 to 10 podcasts prepared before we launched. So that actually was a great principle, because now I'm actually behind, because I'm not like 10 episodes, you know, pre-recorded. I'm just kind of catching up.
And that does happen. That does happen, where you might slip off the rails a little bit and you might fall a bit behind, but you've still, after, and again, the recording of this episode is December, the latter part of 2022, you're still almost 2 years later continuing with the show. You're regularly putting out content. If you miss a week or something, you still have that other content there that can be of benefit to the listeners too, and reminding them then that that's there. But you still have great content, and it's very much a testament of, it's a long game. It's not an expense. It's an investment, and it's there to provide value. And if that value for you and your business, by the way, if you're listening and wondering, well, how is this going to apply to me? It can be, like Cindy says, awareness and doing a service, which is a lot of what Cindy's doing. It's not to say her show hasn't had an impact on her business, but it can be about driving people back to your website where you have PDFs, courses that people can sign up for, all of that. But if you don't do it, you don't have that.
Yeah, you have way more awareness with a podcast, yeah, for certain.
Cindy, it's been a great discussion. Before I turn you loose on the world, you probably have an episode you have to get to, but I want to give you the final thought before we sign off today.
Well, I'm actually wearing a shirt, Carl, and I know that the audience can't see it, but I'm going to show you. And it says, don't quit. But if you take and write down the words don't quit, the first two letters of don't are do, and the last two letters of quit are it. So do it and don't quit.
I love it. I love it. That's a great way to end. So Cindy Little, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Awesome. Thank you, Carl.
And thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to our producer, Aiden Burrows, our production lead, Kieran Doherty, our music guru, Nathan Simon, and the person who works the arms, all of our arms, actually, my trusty assistant, Stephanie Gafoor. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment and a review, and be sure to share it with your friends. If you don't like what you heard, please share it with your enemies. Oh, and if you have a suggestion of someone who you think would make an amazing guest on the show, let us know about it. Drop us an email, askcarl@carlspeaks.ca. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. You'll find all those links in the show notes. And if you're ready to take the plunge and join the over 3 million people who have said yes to podcasting, let's have a conversation. We'll show you the simplest way to get into the podcasting space, because after all, we're podcast solutions made simple. We'll catch you next time.